California, here I come, right back where I started from, where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning, birdies sing, and everything a sun.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like sunshine in California. That was Al Jolson singing California, Here I Come. And since this is birthday week for our music cues, Al Jolson would have been 124 years old this week. Next up will be a still living singer, but we'll talk about him and one of his famous solo songs post his career with a equally, if not more famous, rock and roll group from the 60s and 70s. It is time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg, who is the managing partner at North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he has been my personal and family's financial manager for almost that long as well, so I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Hey there, Bruce. How are you? I know you weren't talking about me when you were talking about that upcoming singer from the 60s.
No, because I know how well you hold a tune.
Or not.
Exactly. So, Jim, we're talking about dirty little parenting secrets, about sometimes kids, parents not liking their kids, or sometimes, for that matter, not liking their spouses, or kids not liking each other, which can last for a long time. I wonder how you'd like to turn or tweak this into a discussion on money.
You know, Bruce, it's interesting. I think I'm at certainly a different perspective by not having kids. When I read that article and I hear about the occasional loss of affinity, and you bring up, you know, children as well as spouses, all I see when I looked over that was, yeah, sometimes we're just out of phase. Sometimes we're just not clicking. And I've experienced that, I mean, in my own personal relationships to a point as well. So, it's interesting to get down into the minutiae of the I don't like my kids at this particular moment, or they may not like you. But really what it is...
Yeah, the latter applies a heck of a lot of the time to me lately.
Yeah, you occasionally get in phase with them and live mostly out of phase in their eyes. As a parent, unfortunately, and I mean the proverbial you, of course, you're an amazing father, Bruce.
Thank you.
And I'll plug your book in a minute, too, with another pat on the back.
Oh, good, good. I'll save time for that. I'll save at least 6 or 7 minutes of our remaining.
I've got my Kindle in front of me. I'm looking at it as we speak.
You actually got it already?
No, I'm literally about to purchase it as soon as we get off the show. Enough of this. This is looking shameless.
Okay.
But
go on some more.
Enough about you, more about me.
Okay.
So the relationship that we have with everybody occasionally just doesn't click. And our perspective at that particular moment might be, I don't like you, or not respecting you, or not having fun with you.
Or my childish reaction, personally, which is wanting to leave. Either leave physically, like the room, or leave the relationship because of a particular moment, which disregards all the history that may have preceded it, but is the little boy reaction.
Right, and I'm treading on Wayne's territory when I say this, of course, which is there is tactical and purposeful leaving, and then there is the little boy reactionary leaving, and you know the two should not be confused. But it's an important thing to bring up because it has direct applicable response in the financial world with those relationships as well. As you and I know, after working together as long as we have, late 90s, mid-90s, you and I have had our occasional ups and downs of where we might be a little annoyed or perturbed with each other. And that's normal in a long-term successful relationship, that we would just get out of phase for a particular reason.
But in the case of the financial markets, that can be exacerbated especially by things that have nothing to do with the financial advisor. We're going through a recession or the internet bubble or any of the sometimes very large swings in money. It is so normal for a person just to look to their financial advisor and say, why didn't you know this?
Right.
How could you not have foreseen this? What kind of advisor are you if you didn't know that the Dow was going to do this or that? Which, of course, is foolish to anybody that understands it for real, but you know, we're human beings, so we need someone to blame. And if all of a sudden my 401k is half of what it's worth, it's naturally your fault.
Right, right. And you're absolutely right. It's a natural inclination to get frustrated and go to that space. And that's, by the way, I guess that's also probably directly applicable as well, is sometimes those relationships with your children, with your wife, with your husband, sometimes those are out of phase, not because of what's going on with those individual relationships, but because of something external that might be putting you into that perspective, that negative space. And so it's
like teenage hormones.
Right, right, exactly.
Or my wife's
stock market went down this week.
Yes.
And so it's important to understand when you have a successful long-term partnership, and a successful long-term partnership can be an apartment, and I want to stay focused on our topic, obviously. A successful long-term partnership can be a partnership with an advisory firm that you're working with or an advisor that you're working with that might be hitting a speed bump. And at that particular moment, you feel like leaving, like you said. And that happens a lot, where a good relationship is thrown out because of a short-term issue. You can have a period of time where you fall out of love with a particular investment that may be serving you. I just got off a conference call, a due diligence call, literally 5 minutes before the show with a money manager that we've been working with for quite a long time, that they're just out of phase right now. Their particular style is not in favor with the way the market's working.
Okay, explain what style means. That is something I understand from years of being with you, but the average person may not understand that.
Well, I mean, it's not a short discussion. And, you know, what I would just simply say is that sometimes good managers look dumb because of what the market's doing, and sometimes bad managers look smart. And it's it really comes down to how a money manager, how a mutual fund actually manages money. At different points in time of an economic cycle, you're going to have different styles. You're going to look really good, growth versus value, larger companies versus small, domestic versus foreign, and then you can slice and dice those categories three or four different times as well. And maybe we should, you know, talk about that one day in more detail.
Well, I believe we have an upcoming special you and I are going to be doing, and that actually should be one of the topics. But we are, believe it or not, running a little short of time, so if there's any kind of parting words in addition to reminding our listeners about how to get a hold of you and your newsletter, you should do it now.
Yeah, my parting words is perspective is key. Sometimes these things, whether it's in the financial world or in your families, sometimes you just need to take a pause and a step back and say, is this real? Is this permanent? Is this going to be here next week? And cut yourself a break, because you're in it for the long run with these people. They've earned their place on the team. Your kids are going to be there forever. And it's just
No. If my kids don't move out, my wife will divorce me. They'll be in my life forever, but they better not be in my home.
Your listeners can find me through your website, bruceallen.com. We've got links to North Pier and a way to subscribe to our newsletter now on your website. Thanks for putting that on there.
Happy.
They can contact us directly. And if people just want to learn more about styles, right now is a really important time, because a lot of styles are in favor and out of favor right now. And if you don't know the difference, you may fire a good money manager, or you may hire a good one and then turn around next year and be like, what happened? A lot of things in flux. If you want any more information about getting our newsletter, or even just getting a 5 or 10 minute talk on what the difference between those styles is, I'm more than happy to answer it. Send me an email at info@npeer.com. That's info at N, like the direction North Pier, as in take a long walk off a short pier, .com.
But don't jump in.
Don't jump in.
Jim, thank you very much. We'll talk with you next week. It is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com or visit my website, brucesalen.com. That's a lot of Bruce Salens. We'll be right back for our closing remarks.